Heart health advocates, including the American Heart Association, say patients who arrive at a hospital with heart attack symptoms should get critical care such as the artery opening procedure angioplasty within 90 minutes. NPR reported that in many hospitals across the country, that's not happening, especially at night or on weekends. But in Charlotte, patients who arrive at the main downtown campuses of the area's two major hospitals can expect to fare better than the national averages. Kathy Rabb is with the Cardiovascular Institute at Presbyterian Hospital.
The Charlotte region is probably the best place in the state to have a heart attack in the sense that there is a large community effort that's committed to decreasing door-to-open vessel times. The goal is at our facility is 60 minutes.
To that end, Presbyterian's main hospital is staffed with a cardiologist on site 24/7. However, support staff, such as cardiovascular technicians and specially trained nurses, must be called in if the heart attack patient arrives overnight or on the weekend.
Those technicians are available. They have a very tight window of time with which to be here. And we track that very closely to see if we exceed those times. Most hospitals look at trying to be in the door within 30 minutes from a technician standpoint so that we're up and ready and moving and available to have the patient here.
At the Carolinas Medical Center main campus, the setup is very similar. Hospital spokesman Scott White.
We're staffed certainly with cardiologists who are here and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We also have the specially trained technicians in the cath lab and the nurses who will take care of the patient once he or she is out of the cath lab and recovering.
However, just like Presbyterian Hospital, CMC uses an on-call system for cardiac technicians and nurses. By protocol, they are to arrive within 30 minutes of receiving a page between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and on holidays. Carolinas Medical has a median time of 70 minutes for heart attack patients from the time they reach the hospital door to when blocked arteries have been opened. That average improves to 53 minutes if the patient arrives by medic ambulance. And CMC's Scott White says that's a crucial point.
There are I will use the term alarming number of people who either drive themselves to or are driven by other people to the hospital when they're suffering the well-known symptoms of heart attack. And these are really patients that should have been brought by ambulance.
If a patient walks into a smaller satellite campus of the major hospitals in Mecklenburg County, heart attack treatment could take somewhat longer. Again, Kathy Rabb with Presbyterian Hospital.
For us, that would be Huntersville and Matthews, and both of those locations are part of our team with downtown, and we actually still keep that target of 90 minutes so that if you walked in the door at Huntersville or Matthews, the expectation would be that you would still have your vessel open within 90 minutes or less from the time you walked into Matthews till your vessel was open at the Charlotte campus.
She adds that when a heart attack occurs, fast treatment is essential to preserving both life and quality of life.
There's a lot more than just the potential for mortality. There's the potential of long-term complications or disabilities that come along with the damage that can occur to the heart during the time that a heart attack occurs.
As the American Heart Association says, seconds count. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey.